late spring and early summer usually bring a crop of what we used to call whirligigs, maple seeds. Here's a poem I wrote honoring the life cycle of a whirligig. It's called Seed Perspective. I'm not gonna lie. I thought the whirly part of this gig was great. Beyond great, really. To break free, to drift upon air, born upon air, just air. That formerly, perpetually harassing effect, to twirl relentlessly in semi-freefall, semi-softened by the whirly effect to an almost indefinable landing. That soft it was. Thank God, that soft. A swirling skid, really, to then wait. And while some, I was not alone, waited to be set in soil and reactively through chemical and biological processes to sprout the promise and potentiality of treedom, I waited for the fat fingers of some genius child, a child as yet untethered to devices or will or tendencies or expectation, to pick me up gently between still pink cherubic thumb and index and hurl me upwards.